know, you rarely encounter two artworks of the same genre that are as different as Hamilton and An American in Paris. Created by Lin-Manuel Miranda, a Latino-American in his 30s, Hamilton takes on the life and times of Alexander Hamilton, America's first Treasury Secretary, in a rollicking three-hour musical done to the rhyming, chanted beat of hip-hop music. Hamilton is as bodacious a show as I've ever seen. On the other hand, we have George and Ira Gershwin's wonderfully bright and sweet music in An American in Paris. It tells a tale of post-World War II lives, a GI meets a Parisian girl, and, after many a false step, finds love and life, just as you would expect. I'd call Hamilton an outrageous success, a new way to do an old form, and as about a game-changing, driven piece of art as you will ever see. Can hip-hop be a new way for the American musical theater? Maybe. It sure works for Hamilton.
I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow. When I am not.
An American in Paris, on the other hand, is about as old-fashioned a show as you will ever catch. Taken largely from the 1951 film starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, its pokey plot is saved only by that glorious Gershwin music. Songs such as They Can't Take That Away From Me and I Got Rhythm can go a long way.
I don't mind him.
So can the opening moments of Hamilton, where it is pointed out loudly that Alexander Hamilton is literally a bastard, born out of wedlock. Raised in St. Croix in the American Virgin Islands, he was thrown into poverty by his father's abandonment. Hamilton raised himself by emigrating to the mainland British colonies, fought his way into what became Columbia University. He wrote much of the famed Federalist Papers and then convinced George Washington that he should be a general, a battler of the British, a founder of the United States of America. Miranda's script goes on to point up Hamilton's faults, his ornery mindset, his great talent and hidden anger, his sexual affairs, his downhill slide. All of this is done with the force of the modern street talk which makes up so much of hip-hop. But Hamilton is about more. Over and over it makes the point that we Americans are all immigrants in some way. Originally produced by Oscar Eustis, the former director of Providence's Trinity Rep, Hamilton is a musical and an idea that we all should see and think about. That's not exactly the point with An American in Paris. The show was put together with the idea to recreate a 1950s story, and, well, that's been accomplished, unfortunately. The plot is so quaint, so see-through, that you find yourself just waiting for the next Gershwin song. And that's what saves the production, along with some very show-busy choreography done with vibrant energy by that class of dancers you can only find on Broadway. Both of these shows will probably be running for months, perhaps years in the case of Hamilton. Either one is worth seeing on a trip to New York. One for a reasonable try of an old story, and the other for its groundbreaking newness, its piercing look at America's birth, in new colors, in a new light. We gonna ride.